You're listening to SBS News.
Weathering Greek.
Το εγκεφαλικό μπορεί να συμβεί σε οποιονδήποτε. Σε κάθε
Italian.
Λίκτος που βενηριακή.
Vietnamese.
No way. Có thể xảy ra với bất cứ ai.
Mandarin, Arabic, Cantonese, Hindi or Korean.
뇌졸중은 누구에게나 나이에 상관없이 일어날 수 있습니다.
Stroke information is getting out to more Australian households in their language. A stroke is the medical term for when blood cannot get to all parts of the brain because of a blocked or burst artery, and as a result, brain cells die due to a lack of oxygen and nutrients. The Stroke Foundation's John DiRango says there are three early signs.
Face, check that their face had their mouth drooped. Arms, can they lift both arms? Speech, is their speech slurred or do they understand you? And if any one of those three signs are visible, then time is critical. It's time to call 000 immediately.
But according to a Stroke Foundation survey, one in three households who speak a language other than English haven't been taught these symptoms. That's problematic, as recognising these signs and getting to hospital fast will reduce brain damage.
Well, what we do know is the quicker a stroke is treated, the better the outcome. When a stroke strikes the brain, it kills up to 1.9 million brain cells per minute. But treatment can stop this damage.
This is why the Stroke Foundation and the Australian government have launched an in-language campaign with health information in 8 languages.
And the 8 that we've chosen were identified as the most vulnerable to stroke and in need of in-language information.
Bill Jassiamis is the son of Greek immigrants and says he wishes this information was available sooner. He had his first stroke about 10 years ago when he was just 37 years old.
So my mum and dad, they don't comprehend English as well as they do Greek. So having the tool in Greek means that they could really understand what the issues around stroke are. Mm-hmm. And that would make it a lot easier for them to have a better understanding of what I was going through at the time.
Mr. Jassiamis had numbness in his left side, but he ignored this for 7 days until a chiropractor recommended he go to hospital. But by the time he got there, the MRI machine couldn't see the faulty blood vessel through the blood in his brain.
Because of my waiting and the amount of blood that did end up entering my brain, that diagnosis was delayed for 2 years because they couldn't see my blood vessels. And the only other way to see them was to operate, and they wanted to avoid that. They didn't want to do that.
After 2 more strokes, surgery and 8 years of rehabilitation, Bill Jassiamis is back at work and doing the things he loves. But he doesn't want people to wait and make the same mistake he did. The in-language information is available online on the Stroke Foundation's website and will also be shared via social media and SBS Radio. Lucy Murray, SBS News.